Monitoring and evaluation. Let's define what exactly monitoring is. Monitoring is an ongoing process of following up with daily activities to ensure adherence to the plans and schedule. It involves observing, recording, reporting of an organization or a project activities. A continuous process that identifies deviations and allows corrective actions to be taken promptly. There's a flowchart at which any programs or any health plans are being taken place. That flowchart involves hierarchy as well as the operational levels, implementations, policies, and the resource allocations. Each step has to be taken in a considerable manner. There will be processes where the steps has to be taken from 1 to 5 in a particular time frame. If the process from 1 to 2 is taking a particular time frame, and based on that 1 to 2, based on the process of 1 to 2, the third process is supposed to be starting. If the delay happens at process at 1 to 2, the third process would definitely get delayed. But to overcome that time lapse, there has to be supervision or monitoring which has to be happened out there, which identifies the delay and takes a corrective action to restart the process probably, or to upgrade the process in such a way that the process which after completion of 5 would have the time frame which was to be considered as, let's say, 1 hour, is been taken into consideration as, let's say, from 1 to 2 it was taking 15 minutes, and 2 to 3 it was taking more 20 minutes, and 3 to 4 it was going to take more 35 minutes into consideration. But to reduce that time frame, people have implemented certain strategies, certain formulations. The classic example of it is having lean management taking a place into monitoring systems of healthcare currently, and reducing the standard deviation by less than 0.5%. Purpose: ensuring activities process as planned, facilitating timely adjustments when necessary. What does evaluation mean? So monitoring is basically understanding the process and taking a view of it. Basically what we call as information gathering, what we commonly take into consideration, or management information system, what we have it as frame in management. Now, how exactly this management information system, just having an information doesn't solve the purpose. If I have an information that, okay, this process particular takes a, have a shortcomings or a gaps basically involved into it, evaluation plays an important role in achievements of objective by adequacy, efficiency, and acceptance by involved party. The final focus is basically achieving the outcome which we have determined. So, unlike monitoring, evaluation concentrates only on the final outcomes and factors associated with it. This is a built-in evaluation, basically. Good planning actually involves in built-in evaluation for performance measurement, effectiveness, and feedback of address deficiency. So, whenever there is a monitoring which has been happening out there, evaluation is basically understanding the gaps conducted during monitoring and correcting that gaps so that it is not repetitive and the performance is increased and the effectiveness is been prompted in such a way that it achieves the final outcome. How exactly we could assess the community needs and healthcare demand by this? The importance is basically, before initiating any healthcare project, a comprehensive assessment of community needs and healthcare demands is a vital aspect. Before doing a community needs assessment, we need to understand what exactly the healthcare project is all about and what is the need of the community and what is the demand which healthcare, which the community needs and healthcare facility could solve. So, to understand this, there are some steps involved in it. First, we need to understand what is the demographic study or the population trend for that healthcare demand, and understanding where exactly the healthcare infrastructure would come into play. Analyzing currently what healthcare infrastructure are present in there and what improvements we could do or probably could provide in conducting that healthcare demand. It also involves with the engaging with the community through various insights like surveys or gathering information from the perspectives of the community out there, understanding what their preferences are, why exactly they need it, and how exactly they are incorporating the current shortfalls of healthcare, and then going ahead and projecting our healthcare demands into them, evaluating healthcare professionals' availability in the region. Whenever we are demanding or probably planning on healthcare programs or healthcare plans into a demographic regions, healthcare professionals present out in that demographic regions plays a vital role. Evaluating their knowledge, their aspects, or their understanding about the health plans gives us an insight of how exactly the community engagements or community outcomes would be formed. This helps us in designing and understanding the scope of healthcare facility based on community specific requirements. To elaborate basically on this is there is a certain section in our region coastal regions where community basically requires the healthcare facility to cater drowning or probably to the disease conditions evolved from moisture or probably due to over exposure to the sea. Now this demand is to be catered only on the coastal regions. So this is community specific. Whereas during in the hilly region, there is a demand for the healthcare community to go ahead with some respiratory problems due to low oxygen levels or high altitude levels. There it is basically that community specific for that specific region. So this facilities or this particular scope are to be taken into consideration while designing or probably planning of an healthcare facilities. Determining facility requirements and capacity planning. Based on the community needs assessments, determining the facility requires and planning for the capacity is the next crucial step. So what happens is community assessments are being done, facilities requirement and planning are done on that particular regions. The regions where basically in India, in mostly in the central part of India, there's a wide forest area or probably what we called as a region where most of the tree plantations or the barren land is out there. The key aspect of it is every healthcare facility in that region has a requirement of assessing to the need of snake bite. So understanding that each healthcare facility set up in the rural area nearby the forest would be assessing a snake bite as a prime disease condition or a emergency condition arising to their doorsteps. Having a anti-venomous injections inside the hospital in the emergency unit is the crucial part which they would be considering. Now, if this is not catered in that particular health segment or health facility, then it doesn't serve the purpose, as the ratio of having snake bite is more common in India than in any other region in that particular demographic zone. So taking that into consideration, determining the facility requirement and capacity requirement is what I was trying to explain in this particular example. Components, establishing the scope and scale of facility and including the service offered. Determining the basic requirement of what exactly is required in that particular region and providing the scope is the ideal part which we would be considering while scaling up the facility or probably upgrading the facility. Assessing the physical space, infrastructure, and incorporating the technology. Now, when I say assessing the space, infrastructure, and incorporating the technology, there are some constraints where probably the spacing or probably incorporation of a new department won't be possible in certain kind of health setups or certain kind of healthcare facilities. There, incorporating technology with setting up a center which would be nearby to the healthcare facility with some technological advancement could give an access to the community to have that particular segment or probably the department facilities covered. The example would be an orthopedic hospital in a region where there is a space constraint of not having a physiotherapy department inside the hospital would go ahead with the tie-up in vicinity with any physiotherapy center and incorporate the physiotherapy for the orthopedic patients present inside the healthcare facility. This could be a better example to explain in determining the facility requirement and capacity planning of that particular region. Developing a phase expansion plan for the future. Now, just taking this example into consideration of an orthopedic hospital not having a physiotherapy center inside the hospital. Understanding that hospital has an orthopedic center inside the hospital and orthopedic surgery has been conducted. The ratio of orthopedic surgeries being conducted inside the hospital could go into future planning of physiotherapy department set up inside the hospital and could phase out in such a way that after a particular segment of revenue being collected from an orthopedic department, and if the cost involved in outsourcing the physiotherapy department is more, then could phase out to have a future expansion of physiotherapy department inside the hospital. Adaptability. Understanding this, that there is a need of physiotherapy department and has to plan for the future for the physiotherapy department is called as adaptability. Ensuring the facilities can be adopted by emerging healthcare trends. So, understanding that, okay, the physiotherapy department is the need of the hour for orthopedic department could be an additional requirement or additional thing which could be taken into consideration. Now, while planning, the critical aspect which comes into play or probably is the vital aspect which would bring out the change is the financial aspect. The financial analysis and budgeting are the critical for sustainability and resource allocation. How exactly this financial analysis and budgeting has been taking place? There's a conducting of comprehensive field analysis or a financial analysis done for construction, equipment and operations. So there are two phases of analyzing or planning phase. One is CapEx, one is OpEx. CapEx basically understands the construction, equipments and operation cost. Identifying the funding resource. Government grants, private institution and philanthropy. So, once I understand what would be the financial cost for construction, equipments and operations, I need to identify or the healthcare aspects while planning has to identify a funding resource from which the grants would be given by the government, private institution or philanthropy. Where, how exactly the funding would happen, whether it would be through government grants, private institution or by any individual angel investors coming into play and providing the funding. After having all these things into place, there would be a detailed budgeting for initial and ongoing expenses. So there are some expenses which are said as to be fixed expenses, and there are some expenses which are unfixed, ongoing expenses. Classified as electricity bill would be an fixed expense. There would be operation and salary expenses which would be taken into place. So that would be the fixed expenses. And there would be ongoing expenses, repair, maintenance, AMCs. This would be ongoing expenses. So taking all this detailed budgeting into consideration, there has to be budget planning which has to be done. after ensuring all this financial stability through revenue generation and cost contaminations. So what happens is, after having all these things into place, what is the recovery cost, or probably what is the cost which would bring in the profit, or which would go in a barrier to filled away the break-even point, would be the prime aspect. So while doing a financial assessment and budgeting, there's always a scope where break-even point segment is taken into consideration, and a segment where break-even point time frame is been set. After setting up this, the stakeholder and engagement collaborations happens. So why exactly this stakeholder engagement and collaborations happen? Because in today's complex healthcare landscape, collaboration with stakeholder is a key to success. Every time, engaging with the healthcare professionals and community organizations, local authority and regulatory bodies. This establishes a partnership with academic institutions for innovations, regular meetings and workshops for stakeholders' feedback, and promoting transparency and accountability for the community involvement. So all the stakeholders, basically the people who are investing, the healthcare professionals, as well as the community, plays a vital role in understanding what exactly has been going through and what exactly the outcome would be. The crucial aspect of this feasibility or the flexibility of adaptability is there in facility designing. Every planning or every institution or every healthcare facilities is looking into incorporating a flexibility model. The designing of and the modularity of the model takes a prime aspect. Everyone thinks that the designing or the modeling of this particular technologies has to be taken care. The designing model and flexible spaces for technology care model changes. Integrating advanced data infrastructure for telemedicine, electronic health, creating collaborative spaces for interdisciplinary care, as well as anticipating the future trends and planning of adaptability. There is a multifaceted healthcare planning which has been taking place. Hospital healthcare planning is a complex process involved in community needs assessment, facility designing, financial planning, and stakeholder collaboration. The key aspects of it is flexibility and adaptability in facility designing, and crucial for meeting evolving the community needs. Thriving change, emphasizing in the importance of flexibility, ensures healthcare facilities can thrive in ever-changing healthcare landscapes. Thank you.